You are listening to Fanthatrax.
It's time to spin round the rim. This is Desert Planet Discs. Star Wars music in a single file. Here are your hosts, Carl Bayless and Greg Robertson.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Desert Planet Discs, and we have a bonus track for you this evening, the Level Up Leroy special. Kicking off the show was Level Up Leroy's Mandalorian Level Up Leroy Has Spoken remix, which you can find on YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud. You can download it to your heart's content, share it with your friends, be sure and like and subscribe. So a killer remix, but before we get into things, let's introduce my partner in crime. He's just out of jail from all the crimes he's been up to in lockdown. My brother, Carl Bayless, Mooncat Drums. How are you doing, sir?
Not too bad. And yourself?
I'm good. I've not been up to any crimes. I've been behaving myself in lockdown and enjoying the snow, which we currently have up in the north here. So
we've had a bit here today as well. So, yeah, you're not alone.
Out sledging with the family.
It's not been quite that heavy here, but we have had a few flurries. So, there we go. And not only have you got to put up with me and Greg, we also have our very special guest for the evening, DJ Level Up Leroy himself.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be here. Long-time subscriber. You took your sweet time, but we're here. Love it.
Cheeky.
Always. I learn from the best.
So for anyone who hasn't met Level Up Leroy before, tell us how you got started, what you do, what you're all about, and obviously a bit about the Mandalorian Level Up Leroy, a spoken mix we've just listened to.
Yeah, so I am the self-proclaimed Comic-Con DJ. Just been a DJ for a long, long time, and, you know, always had this passion for sci-fi comics. Just, I was a legit nerd. Before being nerdy was cool, I was a nerd at school, and, you know, throughout my DJing career, always felt like, oh, I just want to do a night that would be for me and for my fellow nerds and my geeks. And yeah, for the longest time, I think a lot of people were like, what? Do you know what? I don't know if that'll work, man. I just, yeah, you know, and I think people were kind of thinking about movie scores and things like that more so in their heads. And I was like, no, I've got this idea. And I went with it, and I took a punt. As Kevin Smith is always saying, you know, if you can create art and it doesn't hurt anyone, go out there and do it and give it a go. And I sort of fell ill, sort of Bell's palsy, half my face was paralyzed for a short while. And I just thought, you know what? Once my face started bouncing back into action, I was like, life's too short, man. Let's give it a go. And here I am. And I get to meet guys like you and been around the world with it. It's awesome. And I've made loads of new friends. It's the best. Yeah, I love it.
Obviously, The Mandalorian was a big hit. So was it, when you first heard the music from that, obviously it was quite a departure from regular Star Wars scores. Mm. Was it something that you just felt that, you know, you needed to
have a play with, do
your take on, as it were?
Yeah. It was just such a, you know, Star Wars is so, it's so grand, isn't it? The music in Star Wars is so big and bold and John Williams and beautiful and orchestral. And then we get The Mandalorian, which was dirty and driving and almost bass driven, this boom 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 boom, you know. And it was just like, oh my god, this lends itself, just literally gives itself up to being at that point like a drum and bass remix, you know, just something really bit filthy and just let's have it. But yeah, anytime I've played it, I mean, unfortunately we've been in lockdown, but anytime I play it on my streams, everyone's always the chat goes mad for it. Everyone loves it. So I've kept it true to the original as well, you know, cause couldn't take away from that sound. But there is a little baby Yoda hidden in the drum loop. But if you keep your ear out for it, you'll hear him every sort of 8 beats.
there you go,
little
folks.
Baby Yoda noise.
Little peek behind the curtain there.
A little Easter egg.
Yes.
Indeed.
Good timing, indeed. Yeah. So, obviously, you kicked off your geek DJing. Did you have any influences that got you kind of your juices flowing musically, but for DJ wise?
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess not originally so much DJ wise. Music. So, you know, Batman 1989 hits. I'm already a little nerdy kid, but I don't realise it at this stage, you know. Batman 89 hits, I'm all about, you know, Michael Keaton is Batman. And
he absolutely is, yeah.
This guy called Prince is suddenly on my radar with a soundtrack. 9 years old and I'm listening to Prince, and literally just opened up the purple one to me. And I'm just blown away by the soundtrack. And I know a lot of people were like, well, Batman soundtrack wasn't one of his finer bits of work, but I love it. I absolutely adore it. I think it has so much sentimental value. But it's at that point from there that I'm kind of switched on. So I'm listening to Prince one day, but then I'm listening to Danny Elfman the next on my cassette. And then I'm like listening to the Ramones version of Spider-Man that just so different to what we were getting in the cartoon. And then I've always found myself sort of dipping in and listening to various artists and comic artists. There's like a guy called Kirby Crackle, who does a lot of cool stuff. Mega Ran, who's like a rapper, and he's always rapping about computer games and Stranger Things he does now as well, and stuff like that. And then Mark, you know, the guys from Ash, 1977, you put that in, the first track, Lose Control comes in, and it's like, woo! And I'm like, that's a TIE Fighter, everyone! And no one else is there. Like, what? And I'm like, yeah, it's called 1977, because that's when Star Wars first came out. And the first thing you hear is a TIE Fighter, and everyone's like, shut up. You know, I'm excited about it because I get that, like, any sort of, suddenly I'm like, oh man, cool, people are nerds too and I love it. So like I was kind of catching things like that, and even to the point where I love that, I never know how to pronounce it, is it Miko or Meko, but the Star Wars 70s funkadelic, you know, anything where someone suddenly took something a bit geeky and put their spin on it, it was always been on my radar. And as I said before, I kind of had this thing called Bell's Palsy. My face froze. And I was like, no, I really want to do this nerd DJing thing. I need to get it out of my system and really wanted to do something. And I've said to you before, Greg, oh, there must be somewhere, there must be something of my people that are partying and don't have to be super duper famous, although you are, you know. And, you know, I'm going through the Sci-Fi Weekend as SFX magazine, and lo and behold, there's Darth Elvis in the top corner and he's performing at a Sci-Fi Weekend. And I'm like, oh man, this looks amazing. You know, it's a sci-fi event and they're going to party. And so like I contacted the organisers and from there I've got myself in. And then I'm at that point, I'm thinking, is there any other nerdy DJs out there? And your friend of mine, DJ Elliot over in the States, he was suddenly on my radar. So I forced my friendship upon him. I don't think he was quite ready for that friendship initially, and once I established myself a little more over here and kind of got myself more on his radar, and we met and spoke. So yeah, it's all great. Got, like I say, people like Prince and guys from Ash and stuff like that, but then those guys influenced me on the musical sense. But then there's other people like Greg, Darth Elvis, that have influenced how I moved my career and how I took my love for that stuff and brought it to conventions. Because I don't think without sort of seeing that, would have been doing what I'm doing now, because I couldn't quite get my head around how I should get it out there. So, you know, thanks, man.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, big cheer to my eye.
So we'll have a little musical interlude now and paying tribute to one of your influences.
One of my favourite artists of all time.
One of your favourite of all time artists, Prince.
Your friend of mine.
No.
I'll give you the Camtono full of Beskar after this is over.
Thank you.
As we mentioned earlier, as we record, we're just coming out of the Easter holidays. And over the Easter weekend, Darth Elvis dropped his latest track. So here is Darth Elvis and Friends with Planet Tatooine.
In the town where I was born, lived a hermit near the Dead Sea, and he told us of his life on the planet Tatooine. So we gazed at the twin suns and to the stars. To be
That was the dazzlingly handsome Darth Elvis and his friends singing the Beatles' Yellow Submarine, otherwise known as Planet Tatooine. Now, Leroy, we both have had the benefit and the joy of playing at the Sci-Fi Weekenders, and I remember how much I loved the first time I played there. How was it for you, your debut Sci-Fi Weekender gig, and obviously all the Sci-Fi Weekenders you've played, pretty much every one after that, I think, haven't you? Since your debut?
It was kind of demanded that I become the in-house resident DJ from that day on. I mean, there is a video which I've got up on YouTube of my debut there, and you can't see it. I mean, I look as cool as a cucumber, but my hands are shaking like, like a leaf. Just because, like I said to you, I'd had this idea of what I wanted to do and this passion, and I loved this music, and I kind of knew that in my heart of hearts that, you know, if I put this stuff together, fellow nerds and geeks would literally be able to rock out to it. And that was kind of the moment of truth for it. And I reached out to the guys there, and thankfully it's not always what you know, sometimes it's who you know. And I'd reached out, and Matt from Area 51, I'd previously worked with him at another event for Club 18 to 30s about 6 or 7 years prior, and I hadn't seen him, but reached out, and we were talking. He was like, "Is that Leroy?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Oh, it's Matt from there." And we got talking, and he was like, "Yeah, come along. You know, everything's been done now, so you know, there's no budget, etc., etc. But we'll get you in a caravan, and we'll give you some beers, and yeah, you can play Friday night if you want." And so I was like, "Yeah, that would be great." So I literally drove from, I live in Norwich, which is like as east as you can get in the UK, and literally drove from one side from there all the way over to Wales, did that gig. And Greg, you'll know the audience at the Sci-Fi Weekenders, there's something really special about that.
Yeah,
it's not like a normal convention.
It's like a mix of it. It's like a convention meets a music festival.
Yeah,
but it's like every fandom's kind of covered, isn't it? Because you've got like TV and film fans, comic fans, gaming fans, sci-fi and fantasy books, and role-playing games. Is this all like a melting pot of geekery?
And fans of alcohol.
And alcohol, absolutely.
Like, I've never seen a convention like that. With that, like, it just seems like it's all day drinking. It's like, yeah, it's going like on an all day drinkathon and having sci-fi around you. And by the end of that night, everyone just is ready to raise the roof and party as Warhammer Marines and everything. It's amazing. And I don't think if I'd done any other gig other than that one first, I don't, again, the way that almost family vibe that they have, they all get behind you and they support you and, you know, they share your stuff and push your stuff. And that was just amazing. And from there, they were like, "Oh, you get it as a DJ, you get what we want. And we want you at every other one afterwards." And it's been written that way ever since. Like, I sort of find myself at a lot of conventions trying to get on the bill or ask or trying to explain who you are, what you do, and all of that stuff. Whereas the Sci-Fi Weekender guys are like, "Give me a phone call." They're like, "This is the date. See you then." Like, yes, yeah, brilliant. So, yeah, it's phenomenal. But, yeah, that first one was... Yeah, the video, you could... And I literally, I sort of kick in with a Rick and Morty thing, and then it's... straight into a really hard dance version of the Imperial March. I wasn't messing around. I was there to make a statement, but yeah, my hands were like,
So from there, obviously, you've been asked back many times, but you've also gone on to be the International DJ of Mystery.
Yeah.
Greg wrote that, so you can add that to your CV.
Absolutely.
Right, so, the Comic-Con DJ, but also the International DJ of Mystery.
There we go. So, yeah, we've got appearances at South Africa Comic-Con, Star Wars Celebration Chicago, New York Comic-Con, the Tron Show, and do I recall correctly, you were in Dubai for New Year?
The Tron Show was for the company called Area 51 in the Maldives. So I stopped over in Dubai. On the way through, so
just passing
through, my darling, on my way to the Maldives, yeah. Yeah, which was amazing because it was one of the very small handfuls of gigs that was able to go ahead. We had all the sort of COVID restrictions and we were isolating on a boat for 10 days and the stage was built on water.
It's terrible.
It was so hard. It was the worst.
Self-isolating on a yacht.
Yeah,
basically. It's a bit of a difference from like the sci-fi weekend or a caravan to like a yacht.
In the Maldives. Yeah. Okay.
Mama, yeah, I've made it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's plot the growth curve of Leroy's career here.
Caravan and wheels to yacht in the Maldives. Pretty damn. Yeah.
You know what though, caravan in Wales, and I mean it's going to be great Yarmouth hopefully later this year. I love it.
Absolutely, yeah. I can see there's nothing quite like it.
I don't mind where I am as long as I'm with friends and with like-minded nerds and geeks and we're all just having a great time. I have no problem with where I am, but I will say being in the boat ring in Maldives was quite nice. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I've been very fortunate. And, you know, and that's through the friendships that I've made with people like, as I mentioned earlier, DJ Elliot and working for him and his team, because he's pretty much got those conventions on lockdown out there and he's the Star Wars DJ out there and he does all the stuff. So for him to bring me in into it's a very quite closed community, quite a tight community, and to actually let someone come in and be a part of that and see, kind of realise we have the same passions. And when we had a chat, we were so similar in some of the sort of life experiences and stories that we had. He was like, yeah, come along, man. He's like, what Comic-Con would you like to do if you could play any? And I was like, New York. Before San Diego, I was like, New York Comic-Con because it's the home of comics. He was like, okay, right, I will see you on October the, whatever the date is. Meet me at this time here. And you can come play.
So okay.
I was like, right, okay. So, you know, booked the flight, booked my Airbnb and got out there and proved that I was keen to do it. And I had that, you know, that fire in my belly, like to take myself across the world and go and DJ. And then from there on out, it was like, that you've done that. You've proven that you want this. And I've been fortunate enough to go on many more adventures with him. So, Long way to continue.
Elliot, it's Greg. Yeah, it's Greg. Yeah, Darth Elvis, man. I want New York Comic Con. New York. October. Okay? Book it. I'm coming. Yeah. Good, bud. Thanks. Sorry, guys. I just had to make a phone call there.
Oh, you know, not sure if it's going to happen this year, unfortunately. Obviously, with various restrictions and tightening down on rules and things like that. But hopefully, 2022.
Yeah, 2022.
Fingers crossed. I mean, yeah, I think we're going to get a soft launch back into conventions maybe at the back end of the year. And then I think 2022, touch wood, he's touching his head, bit of normality will endeavour. Off we go.
Indeed. And, of course, Celebration Chicago, you were part of the night at Canto Bite.
Yes.
I was with a certain other reprobate and our good friends, Blues Harvest. So
DJ Elliot also performed that night as well. That's the reprobate you're talking about.
yeah, DJ Elliot, yeah.
No, that Elvis fellow again.
Yeah, that dwarf Elvis.
Yeah, getting the crowd congering, he was.
Yes. Yeah, so that must rank alongside playing on a boat in the Maldives as one of the stranger venues. Was it the museum, science museum?
Science.
Museum of Science and Industry, yeah.
Was it, yeah.
That was, I mean, that Greg was there. That felt like being in Canto Bright. It was so big and so grand, and the way it had been decked out, and we walked in and we got given our casino chips, and it was just...
It's like the giant escalators going up to the actual bit. It was like something out of Rain Man. You know when you see Tom Cruise and that coming down the escalator, but going up the escalator, it's like, oh, wow, and you walked into like this casino scene, and it was just so, so cool.
And there was just stuff hanging from the sea, like the huge planes and just weird science stuff everywhere, you know. And, yeah, it was just phenomenal. And then playing that room, it was kind of this... Again, it was a really weird shape, wasn't it? But it just worked.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere was like almost like circular. So the stage that Greg and Blues Harvest performed on was the opposite side of the stage that I DJed on. And then there was a bar in the middle and kind of everyone got, it's brilliant. And then, obviously everyone's rocking around and there's stormtroopers in tuxedos and, you know, everyone's got lightsabers in the air and there ain't no party like a nerd party, is there? Come on. Yeah. And Mystery Porg. There was a Mystery Porg.
Mystery Dancing Porg.
Hashtag Mystery Porg.
Yeah.
Hashtag Mystery Porg. We'll never know, I guess.
An 2022. Extremely closely guarded secret.
It is.
The person you need to wind up and try and get the information out of is friend of the show, the Martin Keeler.
Yes, the Martin Keeler.
I can't believe we're like this far into the show, we've not mentioned him. So
I know, he'll be pulling his sponsorship if we're not careful.
And, well, Martin is that kind of glue, isn't he? And that connector, and he just kind of knows all of us, really. And he's a great guy.
Yeah. And for any of our listeners, if you want to know what Martin looks like and you don't know what Martin looks like, the new Loki trailer that's just dropped we actually reckon does feature Martin as the sort of admin clerk that's trying to get Loki to sign some papers.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Martin in something like that. Just because he knows everyone.
Yeah, yeah. That's
literally, the guy walks in and everyone's like, Martin. And it's just like, wow. Because he's so nice.
Touching there again, we mentioned the fabulous DJ Elliot. And we're going to feature another track now, which is actually one of Elliot's remixes. A wonderful, wonderful mashup of United States of Whatever with some Star Wars flavoured samples added in. This is DJ Elliot.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like,
why, you stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder?
And I'm like, whatever. Whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like,
hello, sir. I am C-3PO Human Cyborg Relations.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall. This dude comes up and he's like,
I got a bad feeling about this.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like,
the Force will be with you, always.
I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like,
the Force is with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi yet.
I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever.
worry, R2. We're going.
Hi, this is Martin Keeler, curator of the best and probably the only museum dedicated to Constable Zuvio, the Zuvium. And you're listening to Desert Planet Discs.
That was DJ Elliot with United States of Whatever Remix. And we will, if he's listening, Elliot, we will be featuring you on a future show.
Absolutely.
Please. We'd love to have you on. So we will we'll get our people to speak to your people.
Yeah. Well, I'm acting as Elliot's agent, and I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
I'll only take 10%. I'm sure you can get him on. He's a great guy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So you said obviously you're a massive comic and geek fan. Are you a collector? Have you gone down that particular pothole of financial misery?
I am. I have, and I am miserable.
and skint.
Skint and miserable. unless I'm sitting in between all of my glorious long boxes. Yeah, thousands of comics. Yes, yeah, that is my jam. I love comic books to the point where I've done an online course in comic book history. And I just, the whole comics, man. That's where it sort of started for me. Again, with the Batman 89, and I'd always read comics as a kid, and I just couldn't get into books. Always found it hard to read a book. I always find that I'm just reading words in a story. And I'm like, oh, what was I reading? But, you know, mum and dad gave me comics, and that kind of helped me get my head around reading and stuff. So, and it always stuck with me from that point on. So yeah, I've got thousands of comics, which I've been collecting like from the days when, like, as soon as I had a paper round. From the age of, I think it was 12, I could get a paper round. I was then spending my money on a regular comic subscription from the paper shop, and then found the local comic shop up in the city when I started going up the city, getting the bus to the city on my own, you know, because I was a big man without my mum and dad, and going into the comic shop. And it was in an indoor market before they moved. They've got their own premises now, but before they got there, it was in an indoor market, and it was behind a sex shop. And so, like, as a sort of 14-year-old, you'd sort of walk past the sex shop, gonna get my comics.
Honestly.
One copy of Batman, please.
And Flash Gordon. Flashlight. Flash Gordon.
Thank you. And they're like, wrong shop. So yeah, like, literally I've had a pull list since I think the age of 14 or 15 from the local comic shop, and yeah, oh, I love it. I absolutely love them. Yeah, I've got comics that I've never read and stuff, like, it's getting many of them, but you know, I know I've got them, and yeah, they're all in long boxes, bag and boarded, and yeah, I can't stand these animals that stack their comics upwards. Oh, it makes you cringe.
Do you have an all-time favourite out of those?
I mean, like, Batman, again, is where it has always been. Like, so I've always collected Batman. But then I always, you know, like Spider-Man. And the Star Wars comics at the moment from Marvel have been great. I mean, Vader Down a few years ago was just a phenomenal story. Great story. And what they're doing is awesome at the minute. I'm looking forward to the Bounty Hunter War that's coming out? You know, all of that stuff. So, yeah, it's hard to say other favourites. So, like, Batman's always been the steady Eddie. Like, the Power Ranger comic book series at the moment is fantastic. And it was always, you know, in my head, I'd always said about, like, oh, I wish Power Rangers but took it, quote-unquote, seriously and sort of modernised it a little bit. And that's exactly what they're doing in the comics. You know, they're taking these crazy, like, you go back and watch the series, it hasn't aged particularly well, but actually you start reading it in the comics, it's like, this is great. And they're just giving it like a wealth of depth to these stories. It's, yeah, it's fantastic. I love comics. Comics. Love them.
Do you have a prized item? Is there a comic you've got in your collection which is like your prized comic, the one that you, if the house was going to burn down, you ran into the house and this is the one you would grab?
Don't know if there's the one I'd grab because they're all in long boxes and I never know which one's got which in it. So many, I pull them all out. So my prized comic book related item would be my Avengers versus X-Men baseball cap, which was a limited edition run. I think they only made, it was New Era, they made about, I think it was something like 50 hats. And it was a Midtown Comics exclusive hat for the launch night of this event. And I've got it signed. It's signed by Stan the Man Lee.
Oosh.
Ed Brubaker. And then Josh Whedon. But, but at the time, I mean, slightly tainted now, I guess. But but it's got Stan's autograph on it. And it's a super duper rare cap. And that is my... I guess there's three things. There's that. I have a Spider-Man Tobey Maguire teaser poster with the image of him sort of peeking around a building, and he's got the Twin Towers in his eyes.
Oh, I've got that one.
They were put out in the cinemas literally about a month before 9/11.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they got recalled. They all got recalled, and I've managed to get one of them, and that's in a frame. And then I've got Kevin Smith's autograph on a poster from when I went to see him at the O2. I just adore that man.
Yeah. Total legend.
Hey, man, it's me, Kevin Smith, Star Wars fan, Fantatrax fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been to see him a few times at various events and things like that. And I've missed him twice now by all of like 5 minutes. Each time at New York Comic Con in various like media rooms, I've been here hanging around like sort of backstage in the chill out area, maybe left, and then apparently like Kevin Smith has just walked in, and I'm like, oh no, have I missed him again? Yeah. Every time, but I will meet him one day. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, likewise. He's one of my bucket list of people I want to meet for sure.
Yeah, I just want to see him.
A couple of times I've been to see him in shows and missed him. Like, I couldn't hang about afterwards, but he came out and met people afterwards. Like, no.
I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And if he'll take a picture, then great, but it doesn't matter. I just, you know, like, that was, again, when I had the Bell's Palsy and all of that stuff, and I just heavily listening to Kevin Smith, and I was listening to the audiobook Tough Shit Advice from a Lazy Slob Who Did Good, and listened to the audiobook of that, and that, you know, his positivity and his spin and his outlook on life, it just, that really resonates with me. So, there's kind of three things there that I would just... Oh. Kids, obviously, I dragged them out of the fire as well.
You could get them to take one thing each. There you go.
Yeah, one thing each. Come on, then.
Yeah. Leave your place, take my stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, can you carry a long box? Try. So, on Star Wars, your favourite Star Wars film and character?
Oh, man.
Or we might spin this as well into and your favourite Star Wars comic.
Can I cheat or like, because like Return of the Jedi holds a big place in my heart, because you know that was the first one I saw, just I remember seeing, you know, and so you hold a fond place in your heart for those films, don't you? Endor was just like, wow. But I get my favorite is Empire, probably, you know, like everyone's. Empire is my favourite. Rogue One is probably a better film. I like Rise of Skywalker. You know, I know some people ragged on it. I enjoyed it. But I guess Empire is... If I have to draw a line in the sand, I'll go with Empire. Yeah. And then favourite character. You know what? I want to say Han Solo, but it was Luke. Because I wanted, like, you know, as a kid, like, Luke's the hero and the poster boy, isn't he, and stuff. But as you grow older, you're like, I got that wrong. Hands the man. I want to be Luke Skywalker. And then you get to like that sort of mid-teens and you go, yeah, but Hans are Don. You know, I love you. I know. Yeah. I mean, yeah. What a man. And then comics wise I think what I said, the Vader Down storyline was just epic. I mean, the Vader that was kind of that Rogue One scene before we got Rogue One, you know, where he lands and you've got all these rebels coming after him. He just, it's Vader and a lightsaber, and he just takes everyone out because he is the most badass Jedi slash Sith back to Jedi that there ever was, you know. So, and that's, we get to see him be exactly what he could have been. And, you know, the 70s and early 80s was a tough time to do all the, you know, you couldn't get those mad CGI flips, but I'm sure George Lucas would have loved to have had Vader flying around like that back in the day.
Don't make me destroy you.
Well, you talk about lockdown earlier on. Within lockdown, and obviously we're still at this point still locked down, although things are starting to go back to normal a little bit. We're slowly moving back towards something a bit closer to normal. But during that time, locked down, Leroy was born. and your sessions on Twitch and YouTube and Facebook Live helped, I think, get a lot of people through lockdown. It certainly got me through some tough times during lockdown. So tell us about how that went down, and, you know, you kicking that off, because it was fantastic. And obviously you still do the odd thing now and again recently, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when it first started, it was, you know, again, there was a lot of DJs suddenly popped up on Facebook, and it was the house DJs and R&B DJs and everything. And I was like, oh, my people aren't being represented once again, you know.
Like, it's time for the Comic-Con DJ.
Yes. Time for the Comic-Con DJ.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, exactly. So, and because of the nature of what I do with, so when I'm playing, there's kind of two elements to what I do in the conventions. If it's, there's like the daytime element, which is a sort of just sort of that kind of backgroundy music and just getting people a bit jazzed and doing some hosting and chatting to people. And then there's the nighttime element where we do like a full on club, let's have it. And then I do the video element behind me with all the visuals going off. And I just felt like the platform really lent itself to, because it's, you know, we're all watching it either on a TV or a smartphone or an iPad or whatever. It really lent itself to that visual element, because I was seeing a lot, again, the DJs were all sort of had the camera on their decks, and you sort of see this sort of, you know, computerized deck there, and every now and again a hand would come in and move some buttons around. And as talented as they all were, I felt it was a little boring to watch. So I was like, oh, I've got to get these videos up and then try and just reach out again to the community and have some fun with everyone and chat. And, you know, we built up a really, really fun community of people that are sort of like regulars. Like Greg is always in there with his family.
Making
awesome
you dab.
To watch. But, you know, like we seem to have some regulars coming in, and I've got new friendships that have been formed through friends of mine. And now people are talking to each other, and I'm very much about sharing the love. So if people are coming in and we've, you know, I'll always drop a Darth Elvis track, you know, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it, you know? And, you know, I'm always trying to push people to go and support and follow Darth Elvis off the back of that. And there's another guy who put together Rock Family, and he's just built his own little kind of rock family, as it were. Yeah. And he does a little show and he pops in, and I'm always like, guys, if you like your rock music, go over there, go check out Rock Family. Greg's son Elliot is an amazing puppeteer, you know, and I want to encourage that creativity and artisticness that he's got. And if anyone's following and on the group and I can see Elliot's there, I'm like, bro, your link up, man, and trying to get people to follow. So built a really wonderful little community, and as much as Greg said, like, it helps get him through, which is amazing, and helped lift some spirits, it helped me as well. It's, you know, even though I was doing it, it was definitely coming back in droves, that love, you know. And yeah, I just had such a really good time with it. Over the last few months, it's got a bit tougher with, there's been more restrictions and Facebook clamped down on the music and things like that. And, you know, we've obviously got a lot of work going on and things like that, trying to get back to normality as well. And so I had, over the last sort of few months, dialed it back a little bit for that reason, because, you know, want to try and start getting people out again. But I don't think this is something that's going to disappear now, you know. Yep. I think this is going to be part of, certainly for DJs or musicians, being going on and doing the live thing or getting in Twitch and interacting with your audience and talking to people and sharing those moments on a random weeknight is, I think that's going to be with us for a long time. It forced people to go onto those platforms, and the amount of people that have gone onto Twitch because of friends of mine that are like, oh, I don't really want to do Twitch, but I want to watch your set. And they come on, they get a Twitch account, and then suddenly they're like watching other artists, or they're watching other gamers, or they're sort of finding new and interesting channels through that as well. So it's in a sense, that was kind of one of the good things to come out of this lockdown, is that actually we all jumped online and we all started making new friends again. And I found a lot of a bigger audience again, like through doing some of these online conventions and people jumping on and going, oh, I never heard about you. You know, this is amazing. And suddenly, like every time I did an online convention as well, my following just would jump up by 20, 30 people, you know, and it's like, yeah, great, you know, and just new friends. Love it.
One day we'll all get to meet in a big room.
I know. Oh, can't wait.
Big man hugs.
It's going to be, isn't it? Yeah. Especially at Celebration. We can all get out to Celebration 2022. Yeah. You guys and Martin and Elliot and the Blues Harvest Boys. Just everyone, you know, like a couple of people can't mention. Like, you know, if that all happens, then great.
So, if you could pitch a show to Disney for Disney Plus, what would it be and why?
Oh, I want to see the Kylo Ren training with Luke Skywalker show. I want to see that.
The Jedi Academy.
Yeah, I really... Whether we get it in an animated form, which I suppose is how we would have to get that now, because the CGI making Mark look young again would cost a fortune for all of those episodes, unless they get Sebastian Stan.
Yeah,
Sebastian Stan. Yeah, of course.
He's just waiting for Hamster's permission.
Yeah.
He's come out and said that, hasn't he now? He's literally waiting for it. So I'm sure he'll get it. But I mean, yeah, he's the best bit, isn't he? I'd love to see that. Like that whole, there was the Kylo Ren miniseries that Marvel recently released. And they touched upon that, and you saw kind of the end of that relationship of Ben trained and then how he got turned to this kind of, not quite dark side, but then he got on this path to go to be Kylo Ren. And I would love to see the stories of him and Luke going off and, you know, master and apprentice and Ben's inner anguish. And I mean, did we have that already, though, with, you know, Obi-Wan and Anakin? I don't know, but... I feel there was a slightly different dynamic there because of, you know, he's Uncle Luke and it's Han's kid.
Does it become like Star Wars Cobra Kai?
Yeah. Oh, that's... No, I would like to pitch a new show.
Yeah. we're going to add that one to our roster.
Cobra Wars.
We've got the Max Rebo Band Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Muppet Star Wars Babies. With all the baby Star Wars creatures, Baby Yoda and
Baby Jar Jar.
Baby Jar Jar and that. And then so that's a new one for the roster, Cobra Wars.
I think that has to happen, and then they're all just in these weird love triangles and, you know, teen emotions just going absolutely crazy. Yeah.
You've got a bit of that with what's the Claudia Gray book? Really good one. Lost Stars,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit of the couple that gets sort of split apart and, you know, sort of one goes off to be a rebel pilot and one ends up being a Imperial and then they meet again and it's like, oh dear.
Well, I mean, I thought my idea for Disney Plus was great, but now yeah, now we've rethought it.
it was the springboard, so we'll still cut you in when Kathleen calls.
She calls.
Yeah.
You know,
and of course, there'll be a sort of end of term party. So.
Yeah.
we need a DJ for it.
I'm all up for that after party, guys. Here, if you listen. Because Grogu would be there as well. So, like, what happened to him and all this stuff? So I just think it'd be quite cool. And just Ben's angst that he has, you know, throughout that new trilogy, it's a slightly different kind of angst than what Anakin had. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Well, as I say, if Disney come calling, we'll be sure to pass them your way.
10%, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Desert Planet Discs.
So what's next for Level Up Leroy? Obviously, we're still in a period of lockdown at the moment, so you might not be able to say too much, or...
I mean, convention talks have started again, which is good. There's not a lot of commitment, as you can imagine, at the moment, because, you know, we're all trying to dip our toe in the water, and hopefully, as we're here in the UK, we're kind of trying to come out of lockdown slowly but surely now, aren't we? We're doing this in staggered stages and vaccines and what have you. But hopefully, you know, the conventions at the back end of the year, like MCM wants to go ahead, and we've got the Sci-Fi Weekend. You know, I was talking to Mark and the guys at Ash, should be playing with them again. That's going to hopefully happen. That I was supposed to DJ with them at the Roundhouse in London the week of lockdown last year. Like, really? Come on.
Well, if it happens, I'll be there. I've got my tickets. I'll be up at the Roundhouse in September.
Yeah, so, you know, I spoke to the guys about that, and there's a few other conventions that we're, you know, talking about. Rapture Gaming Festival, I think, is the first one. Off the top of my head, I think it's sort of July time. And at the moment, it's still going ahead. It's COVID secure. So, you know, it's baby steps at the moment. And it's madness here because amidst all of this COVID stuff as well, looking to move house. So once moved, back on the remix tip and getting some more stuff out. You know, I did the Laptineck Uptown Funk remix, which, you know, I thought people would be happy with, but then they were like, well, if you've done that, you've got to do Jedi Rocks now. people just not happy, are they?
Yeah.
So, you know.
They went the moon on a stick.
Yeah, so, you know, there'll be a Jedi Rocks remix, I guess, at some point coming out in the near future, and a few other things. And I'm hoping to do a collaboration with someone, you know, a handsome gentleman with big, big mutton chops. You know, if he's willing to do it, we're going to do a Darth Elvis Level Up Leroy remix somewhere along the line. So this needs to happen, and something maybe a bit crazy with that. So look out for the Darth Elvis dance track that's going to be coming out soon, which will be...
soundtrack to your workout.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a Darth Elvis workout video coming. It's going to happen.
Oh, there we go.
Death Star jumps.
Put me down.
Death Star jumps.
Trench runs.
I'll put in a pre-order, don't worry.
So, where can we direct everyone to come and find you and download and stream and watch Level Up Leroy in action?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything is Level Up Leroy, all one word, and Leroy's L-E-R-O-Y, not two E's. So, yeah, just Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch, and YouTube, and SoundCloud. The main places where I'm posting mixes and remixes and videos, and there's always a link to download. Most of the YouTube videos have got a link in them that'll take you to where you can download it, or the remixes for free and stuff, and enjoy them. Or if I haven't done it, just send me a message and say, oi, can you send me that track, and I'll do that. You know. So yeah, I mean, I think my Mandalorian mix at this last count is getting up to like nearly 900 views now, so I'm sort of getting out. I want that 1,000 views on it, you know. And yeah,
get out there, people, and watch it.
Yeah,
those numbers up.
Click it, watch it, and then download it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, any follows and stuff would be really gratefully received. It really helps me out, and You know, if anyone wants to see me at the conventions, the biggest and the best way to do it is to actually speak to your organisers and your conventions and drop them a line. And the same goes for like Greg and Darth Elvis. It's all well and good us approaching conventions and saying, hey, people like this and they like that. It's when it comes from customers and the sort of the horse's mouth, as it were, that carries a lot of weight for the artists like us. So, yeah, yeah. Follows and share that love.
Always. So, big thanks to Leroy for joining us this evening. It's been a great fun to catch up and chat through a bit of your history and a bit of your future.
Thanks for having me on, man. It's a pleasure.
No, I say.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Indeed. And we're going to close out tonight with the track that you just mentioned, the Uptown Lapty Neck remix.
The Jedi Rocks.
Not Jedi Rocks, no.
No. Or Yub Nub.
Yeah, or Yub Nub. So this is Level Up Leroy with Uptown Lapty Neck.
Own it. Don't brag about it. Come show me. Come on, dance. jump on it. If you sexy and phony, well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch.
Thanks for listening to Desert Planet Discs. If you want to stay part of the action and up to date on all the latest Star Wars news, check out the Fantatracks app via the App Store on your mobile device.
You can contact us via email at radio@fantatracks.com, comment, like and share on any of our social media feeds at Fantatracks, and be sure to subscribe, leave a review, preferably a 5-star one, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher or smart speaker of choice.
Don't forget to head to fantatracks.com/radio, home of Fantatracks Radio, and follow us on our social media feeds at Fantatracks, and bookmark fantatracks.com for all the latest in Star Wars news.
Oh, we'll cut that bit out.
Coming up next on Fantatracks Radio, it's Making Tracks.